kill hogs and what you get out of them. Would you tell me, just lean back and tell me everything you can remember about it. And as I don't know too much about it, I don't know, maybe I can't ask you the right questions.
Well, you don't know too much about how to start to kill them or nothing, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, you knock him in the head or shoot him or something, and then you cut his throat and let him bleed. And you have your water hot, you see. Let's see now, that's when I put ashes in the water to break the water. And put him down in that barrel and just juke him up and down until they have a platform made to put him out on. And you chain the ends with him, and when you get him scalded all over, then you go get in that howl. Mm-hmm. After you get that off, you put him on a gambling stick and hang him up. Mm-hmm. And you take his ankles out. He's cut his throat here and just let that hang down so he'll dream good. Mm-hmm. Then after you get his ankles out and everything, you save the liver. And take a big bucket of water and pour in the side of the hole and wash him out. Good. Well, when he gets cold, you take him down from there. Lay him on the table or something and cut him out. You chop him right down on each side of his backbone. Come on from his head on down to his tail. On each side. Cut all that backbone and take it out. So when you get that out, then you take, and on the side, you take the spare rib out. And then when you get the spare rib out, you take and cut that, well, about that far from the ham. And about that far from the shoulder, that makes the middle end. That's where you get your bacon.
Oh, I see. That's a real fat. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, it takes when you get ready then to make your lard, you trim that head up all but the jaw. You salt that down, mm-hmm, if you want to. You even put in lard. They take and trim them hams and the middlings if you don't want to save the middling. You trim that all up and put in the lard. And put in that big kettle I tell you about what this called, heat the water in. And after you cut that lard up in small pieces, about like that if you want to, cook that much quicker. Sometimes you haven't had lard.